some families descended from great ladies whose magical powers were greater than most of their ancestors. Some ones had sons and nephews who were vehicles of inner wisdom gleaned through contact with ancestral spirits. Some men were given great powers direct from the spirit world. Such men were like lone pines standing high among the forest trees. In villages consisting of a few hundred people, living in two or three long houses and separate family rooms, in a vast apartment dwelling. The huts are surrounded by earthen defenses, surmounted by a defensive wall and wooden stakes. Inside are storehouses for dried vegetables and legumes. They were stored in buckets made out of bark, with berries rich in vitamin C, kept as a reserve for times of trouble. These people essentially had powers over nature. They were dependent upon the goodwill of powers beyond direct human knowledge and contact. The wind, the rain, the passing seasons, the lightning and sunshine, forests and rivers, all were active, seemingly alive. Thus it was felt that people must act in a way to help the living powers of the universe. They saw around them, there was a feeling of being a part of the whole world of nature, while it rejoiced about mankind in the form of growing shrubs and weeds.